Chris Moore, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2021 season. Injuries dismantling what should have been a very good season for the Crusaders. They finish up 3-6, hitting 3-1 at one point in the year. And Chris, I hate to bring up the injuries. Appreciate you joining us here today, but you guys looked like a good football team in that opener against Glidden-Ralston, and then injuries just kind of just tore this team apart this year.
Yeah, definitely. It was a setback at times. But, you know, credit to the kids. They really, you know, responded at times. And then, you know, we get a couple of the best teams in the state, Audubon and Cam, in our district, too. And, yep. And then that goes to the rest of our district. I felt was very competitive. So and, there was no off weeks for sure.
Talk a little bit about the strength of the district, because I think everybody looks at those top two in Cam and Audubon, and you might have two of the top three or four, or maybe even the top two teams in the state, in the district, but a lot of balance underneath that, and like you said, some other good football teams.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like, you know, Boyer Valley, Zary Elkhorn, Woodbine, us, West Harrison, you know, we just kind of, after taking our beating from Cam and Audubon, and they're two really good football teams, and then we went after each other week in, week out. So it just made it really tough to, you know, just get anyone back for sure.
Coach, let's start off with that season opener. You got that chance to go down and play Glidden-Ralston down at a Valley down in Des Moines. I remember going down and broadcasting that night. You and I chatted quite a bit about it back at the beginning of the season. But now that you get a chance to kind of reflect back, what a special night that was, and what a special situation that you guys were able to be a part of.
Yeah, it was just a great environment, great experience for the kids, from you know, the bus trip down to getting to play, and then everything else that was, you know, part of that game. You know, and the plan is to continue that again next year and years to come. So, you know, all our teams will be able to experience that, just not this year.
Is this something that's going to be more than just a two-year run? And will you guys try to have it be Glidden most of the time, or is it going to kind of bounce around after these first 2 years?
Really haven't given that much thought. Hopefully, you know, be able to continue to do it. As far as the opponent, I guess it depends on how the district shake out and go from there. But, yeah, definitely next year, Glidden-Ralston and us will be playing down there again. So,
Coach, you guys started the year 3-1, a really nice win against a fairly strong Woodbine team. Their record didn't indicate it, but they've got some really good talent and athletes over there. You won that one 56-54. Where did you feel like this team was sitting after the first four games? Because you had had the injuries already to Lance, you had had the injury to Gabe and other guys, so you were already starting to lose guys, but you were sitting 3-1 on the season at that point.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it didn't feel too bad after the Woodbine game, just the way the kids responded. But then, obviously, we ran into a bus all with Audubon, and then we had Cam there. And then before that, I guess we had West Harrison, and we made that two-hour trip over there and just really – was really flat that game, the whole game. Really couldn't get anything established. You know, and then we came back after Cam there, and last game of the year we had Zyra, and we had a great week of practice. And, you know, really liked our chances going into that game. And, you know, it just didn't happen that night. Zarin brought a lot of pressure and really exposed our inexperience at the offensive line, and just once again just couldn't get anything established. But you know, our defense played great all night long, but just sputtered on offense, and that was a setback that night.
A lot of changes to your program, and that's where the injuries didn't help as well, I didn't think, this year. You guys kind of looking to change up the offensive style a little bit. You'd had a lot of size in years past and able to run that physical style that you like, but this year the team probably set up a little bit more for the pass game, so you guys tried to implement some spread and a little bit more passing with Tanner Oswald at quarterback. You mentioned the inexperience at the offensive line. That affects you. Defensively, you guys kind of put smaller guys out on the field and put a lot of speed. How did you see this team kind of transition to all of that and grow in those systems offensively and defensively as this season went on?
You know, the kids did a great job of just, accepting their roles and, did what was best for the team. And they were always asking, what can I do? And giving suggestions. I feel better playing at this position. We can move this person here. The kids just did a great job of, like I said, accepting their role. And, I guess a lot of growing pains, learning pains with the kids. Clark Severs, for example, is a kid that played tight end and he moved to center for us and played that the whole season just because of we needed, guys to fill in those spots, and he was willing to accept that role. And so, like I said before, just credit the kids, just buying in and doing what they can. And unfortunately, we just didn't get the results that we needed.
I liked what you guys tried to do defensively this year. You were a little small. You knew you might struggle with some of the big, real physical teams in the district or on your schedule. But you guys had put so many athletes out on the field that could simply just run that sometimes you made it tough for them to even get plays started.
Yeah, definitely. We started the season with Lance and Gabe there before they got hurt at the defensive end position. Just cut those guys loose, go hard. Those guys chased a lot of plays down from the backside. Early on the season, that was pretty effective. And with the injuries, we had to, go away from that two-man front, and we went to more of a conventional 3-4-man front. We're constantly rotating kids around and every week, and they were new positions, and, that doesn't help matters at all with that. But again, too, the kids just bought in and gave max effort and left everything on the field every night. And, that's all we could ask for.
Coach, I hate to keep bringing up the injuries, but how much did the loss of Lance and even missing Gabe for a few games and then never having him maybe 100% after that injury the rest of the season and then losing him for the rest of the year late in the year, how much did that impact this team on both sides of the ball?
It's just, yeah, a huge setback, it's just really disappointing. What if you play all the time, and, I feel horrible for the kids, for Lance, Gabe, and those guys for getting hurt. And Mason Betts is a sophomore that was playing in at the center position for us and guard. He got hurt. Those guys were going to get, a lot of reps for us and do great things. And I just feel horrible for those guys. And also too, the guys on the field, they had to, move to a different position. And, the same thing, what if we had those guys, we would have won this game or did this different, it just leaves a lot of question marks and, doubt and just, it's just, heartbreaking, the kids didn't get to have the season that, they hoped for when we started in August.
Chris, and you mentioned getting the extra reps. That brings up the potential of a Week 9 game. You guys decided not to play due to the injuries, and that goes back to the whole injury thing. You could have got some of the younger guys some more reps here to build towards the future, but the injuries kind of took that opportunity away from you guys for a Week 9 matchup.
Yeah, definitely. We had, probably I'd say 3 or 4 different teams reach out to us, and travel was a part of the play. And then too, like you said, the injuries, and then, I also kind of looked maybe at something, do another JV game, but, also had some injuries to our freshmen and sophomores that were playing a lot of JV reps for us too. So, just looking back, it was probably just, just time to be done and, just regroup and get going for preparing for next year.
What do you take away from this season that you guys can use for the future?
Well, definitely, as a coach, it makes you have to do a better job. And so, it's good for myself and Coach Johnson on defense. We got to think outside the box. You can't rely on, one player to do it all for you. And, you got to, come up with a better scheme, to put your kids in positions to be successful in the field. So, that helps and pushes you to be better. And then also too, I guess, like we talked, just gets other guys in there and prepares you for the future. And got a couple freshmen in there, some sophomores, got quite a bit of playing time due to the injury. So, that's only going to make us better next year.
Who are some of those young guys that you thought stepped in and played well for you this year?
Well, Wyatt Oswald, the freshman that, he started from day one on defense for us, and he went from playing corner to going to play linebacker inside the defensive end, which he's really undersized. And then Tyler Moore played a lot of reps on the defensive line for us, and then also stepped in and played on the offensive line. He's a freshman, like both of those guys, pretty green. So, they took their beating at times, but it's only going to make them better. Sophomores, Cade Behrens stepped up and played for the guard and center position for us at the end of the year. And just a great kid that's growing and learning. And then Colby Culbertson is an individual that didn't come out right away, and came out later in the year, a sophomore that does just a phenomenal athlete, does a lot of great things. He got in on defense for us. And then Trey Rosenbeck and Toby Binegar, another sophomores that played a lot of special teams for us, that'll have to play big roles, next year at the varsity level. And then juniors Raiden Doty and Jacob Estrada, started for us all the games. Raiden wasn't able to play the last game due to illness, but just guys that played a lot of minutes and are going to be, leaned on to be leaders next year for us.
Coach
And
Seven.
coming into, I guess too, I just left out Mason Betts. He got injured in a JV game, kind of a freak injury. Just he was a kid that was giving us great reps at the varsity level at the center position. And then I left off, sorry, a couple other return guys for us, Marion Floyd and Parker Hayes, as a freshman. Those guys saw lots of reps for us at special teams, and they're going to be key components to our varsity team next year.
Coach, got some really good talent coming back, as you talked about. If my memory serves me correct, seven seniors on this team. That group's got to mean something to you after really helping you for 4 years as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just talk about each of them a little bit here. Starts with Tanner Oswald at quarterback position. Just a great leader, did a lot of great things for us, had an awesome year. I know he was running for his life at times back there because of the inexperience up front. But just, carries himself very well. And like I said, he's just a great leader on the team. And Easton Hayes had a great year on defense. And then receiving too, he's one of Tanner's favorite targets. Just another great individual. Then Preston McAllister, great leader on the team, played hard, left everything on the field every day. He was a kid too that, we moved him from linebacker to defensive end, because of the injuries. And, he never questioned it once, and he just did whatever was best for the team. And then Clark Sievers, like I talked about him earlier, just moving from tight end to the center position. Just again, too, just doing what's best for the team. Just a great kid, and just happy to see the success he had because he's worked extremely hard. And Peyton Betts, he didn't always get the start, didn't get all the limelight, but a kid that just in the background, knows the grindstone, knows what
needs to for the team, you know, and never says boo about it. And, you know, those are the players you want to have, and super proud of him for that. And then Rex Doty, as a senior, that, you know, he never came out for football until this year. You know, doesn't have a lot of athletic ability, you know, but the kid works, you know, as hard as anyone else. Just a fun kid to be around. The kids really enjoy him, and so we're super proud of him for his efforts with that. And then lastly, Gabe Obert, you know, that kid is going to play that what-if game, and just a heck of a senior year, you know, of what if I didn't sprain my ankle and dislocate my shoulder. Just a kid that just a great athlete, works hard, and, you know, to another kid that moved from linebacker to defensive end for us, gave us a lot of good looks there. And you know, and then the offense was just a big threat for us on offense when he was out there. And, you know, just like, again, too heartbreaking, you know, with the injuries and the setbacks for him. But, you know, that senior class, I appreciate everything they did for me and the other coaches.
Coach, we appreciate you as well. Thank you for all of the time during the regular season, even in the preseason, with all the preseason interviews, pregame interviews every week, and joining us on the Scoreboard Show every single Friday night to talk about your games, getting us lineups when we need them. So thanks very much for all the help that you give Carroll Broadcasting to help cover the Crusaders, and appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you for all your coverage and everyone up there that helps you. You know, what we have here in West Central Iowa is pretty special that you guys do for our kids. And we really appreciate that. And then, too, I want to give a quick shout-out to my coaches, Coach Johnson and Coach Jay Moore. Obviously, those guys do a lot of work that help me look good week in and week out. So I want to thank those guys for that. And, again, too, Jeff, thank you for everything you do, and go CRB.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Moore, with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, recapping the 2021 season.